Gun violence is devastating Philly. The homicide total reached 516 in 2022. Other major cities have seen upticks in shootings too, and they're all trying to change the tide. Philadelphia's next mayor will need to bring a fresh approach to the problem. WHYY's Sammy Kayola spoke with leaders from cities about what's working to save lives.
There are 10 people running for Philadelphia mayor. A lot of them have discussed long-term solutions like transforming neighborhoods, helping at-risk kids, and building trust between residents and police officers. But some cities grappling with gun violence have laid the groundwork for more immediate change. David Muhammad helped design gun violence reduction plans for Oakland, Indianapolis, and D.C. He now serves as executive director for the National Institute for Criminal Justice Reform.
How can we reduce gun violence in the next 12 months? That requires different strategies, different tactics, and is doable, but is not the types of things that we usually do in this country or that we usually do in Philadelphia.
He means taking a very targeted approach to gun violence, finding the shooters and offering them support.
What has worked in several cities is a clear, specific focus on the people who are at the very highest risk of gun violence and an intensive engagement with those individuals.
Like providing a life coach to help with jobs, education, housing, or whatever they might need. Plus holding monthly call-in meetings with law enforcement, service providers, and people affected by gun violence, like gunshot victims or formerly incarcerated people. This can hammer home the risks of pulling the trigger. It's a strategy known as group violence intervention or focused deterrence. The Oakland version of the program was associated with a 31.5% decrease in the monthly count of gun homicides after controlling for other factors. That's according to a Northeastern and Yale University study. Philly launched its own version in 2020. Neighborhoods that got four or more treatments of this program experienced a 44% reduction in shootings per week. That's according to an evaluation from the University of Pennsylvania. It specifically refers to shootings involving groups of people. Criminologist Ruth Moyer headed the evaluation.
We know what works. And it's important to be able to focus money, resources, personnel, time on the interventions that can work because we could help more people.
Other cities like Richmond, California, have leaned on street outreach programs. These involve sending people who were formerly involved in gun violence, sometimes called credible messengers, to build connections with current and potential shooters. Devone Bogan helped found the program in 2007 with input from potential participants.
You've got to have some sense of who they are and to be able to have a conversation with them about what that strategy needs to look like. If the active firearm offenders are not a part of the solution equation, then you're probably going to have a problem.
Richmond has a fellowship program where at-risk people get a monthly stipend, cognitive behavioral therapy, career coaching, and other support. Philadelphia leaders say they're preparing to roll out something similar based on a model from Chicago. Pastor Carl Day, a longtime Philly gun violence activist, says these strategies will only work here if the city partners with on-the-ground community groups to locate potential shooters.
The performative stuff where people are standing on corners or acting like they're connecting with people on corners, that stuff does not work because these guys who are at risk of being killed or want to kill somebody, they're not standing outside all day.
A recent evaluation of Philadelphia's street outreach program found it had failed to reach its gun violence reduction goals, mostly due to a lack of leadership. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.